Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, Chot moi shenike, wo im Sech des Pleiris, Perik Vav Mischner Dalid. And what we have over here is a hole in the animal's nose. It means the skin on the outside of the nose. In other words, you see the hole from the outside. If you cannot see it, only from inside, let's say the separation inside the nose, in one part of the nose and the other, that's not a mum. That's called mum shebeseis, or a hidden mum. And the Gemara dashes, it has to be a mum shebegoli, an outside mum. So again, chat meshenikov, if the skin on the outside of its nose has a hole in it, shenivgam, or part of the animal's nose is missing, shenizdak, or even split, there's like a crack, although nothing is actually missing, this p'char has a valid mum. Vaitra says, Mishnah svasai shenukva, if the outer part of its lip has a hole in it, shenivgama, or part of its outer lip is just missing, shenizdaka, or if the lip is cut, even though no part is missing, the p'char as well is pasal. Vaitra zakta Mishnah, chitav hachitzoinais. This refers to the front teeth. Now, when we say front teeth, what does this mean, front teeth and back teeth? By human being, so your teeth on top and on bottom are in a semicircle. So we call the back teeth like at the beginning of the horseshoe, so to speak. By a behemoth that's malagera, there are two rows of teeth. Actually, it has eight in front. And then there's a space, and in the back of his mouth, he has another 24 teeth. The first ones chew, the back ones grind. The front teeth obviously are much more visible. And for a mum, to qualify as a mum, that would be matir for us, the shecht, this p'char outside of the azar, it has to be a mum shebegoli. So therefore, with the outside teeth, the halacha is, chitav achitzayna, shenivgamu, if something is missing, a shenigmamu, or it's just worn down. As a result, it doesn't stick out of the animal's mouth the way the teeth of animal usually do. Or its back teeth are totally ripped out. In other words, they're completely missing. With the back teeth, if they're not completely missing, it wouldn't pass it. With the front teeth, it doesn't have to be completely missing, even if it's worn down in a way that it doesn't stick out. And taking this, we don't check the animal's mouth for any mum, starting from the masimais. What are the masimais? It means the molars. For that matter, even if the masimas themselves are missing, says Uchnina ben Antignus, it wouldn't be considered a mum. Because even if they're missing, this is called a mum shebeseser, a hidden mum, and it's not a qualifying mum. So again, these molars themselves, or any other tooth further back inside, or any other tooth inside the animal's mouth, according to Uchnina ben Antignus, it is not considered a mum. And there's no point in looking over there, because it's not a mum anyway. But the Batnura tells us that the halacha is not like Rav Chanina ben Antignus. The Tanakama holds that even the back teeth would be considered a mum, because when the animal opens up its mouth to moo, or any other sound that it makes and you can't see it, so the Tanakama holds that is considered a mum shebegoli, and therefore it is the type of mum which allows us to shecht the b'char outside of the azara. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that if there's a hole in one of the outside, like mechitza is of the animal's nose, you can see it from the outside, that's a mum that would be matir to shech the p'char outside of the azara. But if the hole is only on the inside, like in the mechitza that's in between the nostrils, that is not a mum that would allow us to shech. That's called a mum shebeseser, a hidden mum, and it has to be an open mum. If something was missing from the nose, the Batnura says, what does missing mean? Doesn't have to be a lot, enough so that if you would run your fingernail, it would get stuck over there. Or there's a split or a crack, a stack, even though nothing is technically missing. That's a mum for the nose. Then we learned about the lips of the animal. And again, the outside chelik of the lip. If there's a hole, if something is missing, or there's a crack, that is considered a mum. That is matir, the shech, the p'char, outside of the azara. If his front teeth are missing, the Mishnah calls it chitav, chitim hachitzoinais. Now, it's important to understand like this. For a behemoth, that's malagera. He doesn't have teeth around his mouth like a person has. There's like front teeth, and then there's an inner row of teeth. So in the front teeth, if something is missing or they're worn down and they don't stick out the way teeth of animals usually do, this is not called a mum shebeseser. When the behemoth opens up his mouth to eat, you see it, it's called a mum shebegoli. As far as the inside teeth are concerned, which we call the chitim pnimiyos, if they're totally ripped out, then it would be a mum that is matched to the shech tibchar outside of the azara. Again, something you could see from the outside when the animal opens up its mouth. But if there's just a pagam in them or they're worn down with the back teeth, you can't see from the outside. Even when the behema like screams or yells or moves, you can't see it from the outside, and therefore it's not a mum that passes it. Then we had a sheet of Rechnina ben Atignus who says, Ein boitkim en ha-mesimais ulefnim, including the mesimais themselves. These are the big teeth. They look like twins. Each one looks like two. According to Rechnina ben Atignus, any mum from these teeth and inwards, even if they're ripped out, is not considered a mum, because it's called mum shebeseser, and that includes the molars themselves. The Batei Torah told us that the halacha is not like Rav Chanina ben Atignus.